B-Pod Studios.
The Sixers won, by the way, Saturday. They took a 3-1 lead in the series. A couple other things happened, too. Phillies lost 3-4 to the Colorado Rockies. And Flyers, in the morning, Easter morning, removed the Kate Smith statue. And a lot of people were resentful of them removing the statue. And we were having a discussion, which is getting pretty pretty heated today on the air and in my email and Twitter. Wait, when the guy, one guy tweeted me, hold on, I threw it away, but I'll read it.
Oh, you're going to read it? That was optional.
Yeah, the guy dared me to read it, so I'll read it. I love guys like Mike who act like they're a man of the people and make fun of people living in the suburbs. Well, I didn't make fun of anybody who lives in the suburbs. I think your perspective, if you are calling from, like the guy was calling from Medford, I think your perspective it might be a little different and you don't really realize it. Well, he hides out on the main line. Well, I'm not from the main line. I just happen to live there because it's very convenient for me to come to work and to go to games. You're such a man of people. Why don't you live in North Philly? Your act is old and predictable. Have the guts to read this on the air. And that's by Beavehead. 29. Beavehead 29 wrote that to me. So there you go, Beav. I read it.
Have the guts.
Yeah, well, I read it on the air.
Did you die? You read the tweet.
Read it on the air. I'm not from the main line, and if you would do some research on my background, you would see that I'm pretty average Joe who grew up understanding and being educated and experiencing the foibles of our society when it comes to treating minorities. And I lived it. Growing up. So, that's where I come from. Now, here's another guy, Tom Johnson. Tom says, you bleeding heart, flaming libs, crack me up. If Ed Snyder was still around, this would have gotten the Dan Snyder, we're staying the Redskins treatment. Maybe he would have. And finally, this guy, Barry Much. Thank you, Barry Much. Give me a symbol for that. Barry says that the main problem with this is that he had a lot of enjoyment. It was a lot of Flyers game enjoyment with Kate Smith singing. So that's the tragedy of that. So, all right. Everybody can be heard. Let's go to, I think it's a little bigger than enjoying a Flyers game when they play God Bless America prior to the game. Mike in West Philly, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Mike.
Hello.
Hello, Mike.
Hey, how's everybody?
Good, how you doing?
I was fine. I was listening to you talk about the Sixers game and the poll question about whether they got a boost from Jimmy Butler getting kicked out of the game. I don't think they ever really thought they were going to lose that game anyway. They seem to be in control of it.
Yeah, I agree with you. I totally agree with you. But they still had to overcome. They rely on him to make a lot of plays for him. It was them in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, but Tobias kind of took over.
He really did. He was fantastic.
Made it all good. And then I got distracted listening to the Pickaninny song. I was all with you until you played that song. You just can't play that, even to make a point. Because it's just too far out there. I love the show.
I think we wanted people to hear the. Sometimes you have to be smacked in the face with something before you alter your thinking on something.
There are still people that need to be smacked in the
face. Well, that's all we're trying to do. Let's go to Ron in Levittown. Ron, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Ron.
Hey, Mike. How are you?
What's up, Ron?
Oh, doing well. Hey, I promised your producer I'd lead with the Sixers point, but I think instead I'll do it on the back end if that's okay.
Sure.
So on this issue, I think, first of all, I'll answer your question. What are people losing in this? And I think the primary thing is that for some people, they view this as a zero-sum game, right? So if anyone else makes a game, then it's a loss on my part. And I think that's a really narrow way to look at the issue. Now, there are some real reasons people feel that way, I think, but overall, why does it hurt us for someone else to do better or to move forward or to advance? I think that's the first thing. But I will say that people feel, I think the nature of social media and all that, where you can be tried and punished in a matter of hours, right? Lose your job if you said something 10 years ago. I think that does scare people, and I think that, you know, there's some concern around people make baseless accusations, and it doesn't matter, right? It gets amplified. I mean, even on the show, you know,
well, that's why I said every issue is judged on its individual merits. This is black and white. This situation. This is a published lyrics and recorded lyrics and a recorded song.
Right, exactly.
So it's pretty clear. I mean,
no big deal, right? It's like,
really, I think the issue is pretty defined here.
No, I agree, but I think if you're asking why do people feel that way, they don't get to the bottom of it. But that's I think part of it. That fear of, you know, well, and whether it's warranted or not, I'll leave for you to reference. But I think that's what.
Yeah,
it is.
Yeah, all right. Well, if it's that, maybe. I mean, I don't know. I can't tell people how to feel. I'm just saying, don't look at it like it's a war, and you know, you lost one here.
Agree. Now, my Sixers point: if you could look at the five starters and say, "Hey, in this series, has the person A overperformed where you thought they would be? B, they're exactly who you thought they would, or C, less than you thought they would. How would you do it for the Sixers?
Right now, the Sixers, I think, have overachieved what I expected them to do in this series. I thought it would be a tougher series.
And I'll do it this way. Embiid, exactly who I thought he would be. Butler, who I thought he was but hadn't seen in the season up until now. Tobias, I think same answer, right? He had a down couple weeks.
I agree. They have all upped their game.
Ben's interesting because he's been a little inconsistent. But
well, his first game was terrible, but
emerge.
Yeah, I think he needed the criticism that he took after game one, and he deserved it a lot. And I think he's the type of guy that needs that kind of motivation. Oh yeah, you don't think I'm that good? I'm going to show you. And I think game one was that game, and well, he didn't like it, but I think maybe it woke him up a little bit. Tony in Wilmington, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic, Tony.
Hey, Mike, thanks for taking my call.
What's up, Tom?
I want to weigh in on the Kate Smith issue.
Yes, sir.
Come in on your side. I mean, I got to say, I'm actually astounded by some of the responses you're getting and the anger and the heat that I'm hearing. All this stuff about erasing history and people are offended by everything and how soft we're getting. I don't know. I'm an old white guy, but to me that sounds, in my opinion, like that's just white ignorance and denial talking.
I agree with it. Here's the other side of it, right? People that I talk to, people are tired of giving. This is this response I get for making up for transgressions of the past that they don't think they're responsible for, right? But you can't look at it that way. You got to look at it, and those people look at it like, well, if we give too much, we're eventually going to lose out. Like the white race is going to lose. So they every one of these individual things mounts up. Instead of just saying, no, this is just going to make the world better and doing the right thing, they repel against it.
Yes. And, you know, this country desperately needs truth and reconciliation. But you can't have the reconciliation unless the truth comes first, right?
Exactly.
This stuff is real. Yeah. It happened. It's happening. It has effects that continue up in today. And people got to talk about it. And instead, they want to talk about, you know, the Kate Smith legacy and what it meant as a Flyers fan and all the rest of that.
I know.
There are various imagined grievances. I don't get it.
If you think about that,
you got to get on with it.
Right.
If
you think about that and put that on a scale, the enjoyment it brought to Flyers fans versus the bigger picture.
Right.
You know, it's funny to me, to be honest. Let's go Bilal in South Philly. Bilal, what's up? You're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Yo, what's up, Mike?
What's going on, Bilal?
I want to send Ty some props, man. You know, I'm always chewing him up about his coach, Brett Brown, but I'm gonna give him some props. I'm gonna send Ty some props for his coach. You know what I mean? And I just want to say, go Sixers! And I just want to talk about what I feel in my heart, man. If you give me a minute about this Kate Smith thing.
Okay.
Unfortunately, Mike, I think all it does is show that racism still exists to the highest point in society. I mean, people are calling and saying that, oh, this black person did this black person did that, this black person. Like, all that is doing, how are you going to point fingers at a situation when we're talking about a whole different picture? Mm. That song, I'm in my car, like, my man, I'm driving, and I'm listening, and I'm like, damn. Then she said the watermelon thing. And, okay, maybe, like you said, she didn't know she was racist. Okay, so let's pat her on the back and say, okay, She didn't know she was racist, but that song was very racist. And now people are coming out saying, listen, listen, we losing this because in the Flyers game, we need that. Yo, come on, man. Like, what we need to do for the Flyers game is cheer for our team, not for somebody that didn't know they was racist. How you going to not know you racist? How you going to feel as though something like that? Because even if she, how could she not know? Because back then, you had to hear that.
No, listen, it's possible she didn't know. There were people who were oblivious. Well, they were oblivious to it. They were oblivious to any kind of a racial problem because they were in their own, they lived in their own little bubble. And all they looked at is black people were just slaves that came over. And they didn't have any rights. And that's the way white people looked at him back then. This is what it's been a struggle for all these years. So maybe she didn't know. But it's not important that she didn't know back then. What's important is that the racist the lyrics are brought up today in 2019. And we have a duty to correct it. And we're never going to correct it. But we have a duty to put our own responsibility on and say, all right, we're not going to patronize it. And the question, like, when something like this happens, why do you have to have a counter? And people always have to have a counter. Yeah, but, blah, 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 blah. And then Michael Jackson, and then white people, it's like, why do you have to have a counter? Just say, you know what? It's probably the right thing. Yeah, these lyrics, that's probably the right thing.
Well, it seems like the counter comes in because, like you're saying, people feel personally attacked by this. When in reality, it's not, again, it's not about you. It's not about you.
That's what I don't understand, and I'm still trying to understand. Like, why are people aggrieved by it? Like, I just don't understand the aggrieved part. Like, I had the story. I go, oh, man, that's terrible. I didn't realize that was in Kate Smith's background. Well, now you got to act. Ray in Philly, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Ray.
Hey, Mike, how you doing?
What, Ray? How you doing? So,
Mike?
Yes.
Am I on?
You're on. Go ahead.
Okay. So what I wanted to do was just suggest that to put it in perspective, those individuals that are calling and trying to justify this, that if they could just try to imagine their children being oppressed and placed in a situation where the society is forcing their children to define themselves by a song like that. And imagine the paralyzing effect that would have on their children. And for them to think in their hearts, would they allow something like that to happen? And for any of those guys who feel like they really believe, because I think they're being disingenuous when they call you up and say the things that they say. For any of those guys who feel like what they were saying, I would like to hear them call back and say that they would be comfortable with their children being identified by a song like that.
No, well, you raise a good point. But people aren't thinking that way. People are thinking about what's been taken away from them. And I I'm a white man. I look at myself in the mirror. I go, I'm a white man. Do I feel anything's been taken away from me? That Kate Smith statue's been removed? And I come up to it. I go, zero has been taken away from me. Where did I lose any rights in this?
But this is a narrow issue, Mike. This is the Flyers. I've always felt, I'm a black man.
Mm-hmm.
I'm 65 years old. I remember when the Flyers won the Stanley Cup in 1975.
Yeah.
And I've always felt disenfranchised by the Flyers, by their attitudes, by the sport. This is the first time that I feel like I'm being invited into the Flyers' purview. And
it's an interesting viewpoint. It really is. That's a very interesting viewpoint. Now, listen. We know what hockey is. It's a sport that is followed predominantly by white people. Okay, we know that. But the Flyers did the right thing here. Now, they didn't do the right thing if they were alerted about this a year ago and tried to ignore it, and it took the Yankees to bring out the Flyers doing the right thing. That's beside the point. I'm willing to just go and say they did the right thing. Let's go, Anthony in Westchester. Anthony, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Anthony.
Hey, Mike, how you doing? Ty, Nat, how's everybody doing?
What's going on, Ann?
First thing, besides sports, everything, Mike, I met you maybe a month ago. You came into where I was working. Somebody called you in. You came in just to say hi to me, man. That was awesome. That, like, really made my day. Again, I just want to say
My pleasure. My pleasure, bro.
Yeah, that was great, man. I want to start first. I want to talk a little sports, and then I'll touch on that Kate Smith thing. But first, I want to bring up the Sixers with you. So all morning I'm listening, and they're talking about Embiid and these milkshakes and his diet. And my girlfriend, or actually she's my fiance now. I got to remember that. But my fiance now, she's a nutritionist. Do you think there's any possibility that Embiid goes down the road, Shaq went down, and then all of a sudden he's just like, 5 years down the road, he's out of shape and he's not as dominant?
Yeah, I think he's got, said it'd be a lot. He's got to lose weight. I think he's got to improve his diet. I think he's got to get more conscious of that. He's too heavy. You can see he lumbers. Now, and that makes him powerful. I get it. But I think his game could be a little more nimble if he lost weight. He's 15 pounds at least.
Exactly. Especially like when he first came in, he seemed like he was more of a guard in a center's body.
Yeah.
And now, I mean, at first I kind of ignored it, but I think somewhere they had a picture or a video of him, and he had the Shake Shack, the bag with him.
Yeah.
Three drinks.
No, I agree with you. I've been told that he likes Chick-fil-A a lot.
Where's the nutritionist at? Like, we need
to... Yeah, no, he's got... Right? I think he's got to pay a lot of attention to that. Jeez. Anthony, I remember where I met you. It was Limoncello, right?
No.
Where was it?
Carlino's.
Oh, it's Carlino's. That's right. It was Carlino's.
But it's all right. All right, man.
You got it. I thought you were calling from Westchester. I thought it was the Limoncello. All right. I appreciate it. Yeah, that's right. Carlino's in Armour. All right. Let's get TR in Winfield. TR, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. TR.
Hey, what's up, man?
What's going on, man?
Not much. I just want to talk about this the Sixers and this Kate Smith situation.
Mm-hmm.
Personally, I think that, you know, if you're racist or had any racist ties in your past and it comes out, you need to be called on it. You know what I mean? Whatever it is, it is what it is. It's like, for instance, myself, I was on Uber for 2 years, 8,000 rides, 5,000 good reviews, and they asked me for my case from 1990, right?
Mm-hmm.
Last May. That was my past. Since then, I've become a surgical assistant, electrician, all kinds of stuff. I've been doing good.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I think, so I think the Flyers made the right move. If you have any racist views in the present or past, you shouldn't be a public.
Yeah, remember, I appreciate the call. Remember, this is not like, they didn't go to Kate Smith's family and lock them up in their house. Right, the Flyers reacted to like that guy. If they look in his past, he's going to lose his job. Kate Smith didn't lose a job over this. Right, this is just the Flyers reacting to now with something that became public that they can't possibly keep going with because the negativity and the media heat would be too much. That's the reason why they did it, and they made the right choice. And somehow this has turned into a war where we get with the counterpoint, and I don't get the counterpoint.
The other thing that's weird to me is people bring up, oh, what about this Hall of Fame? Now, look at the Baseball Hall of Fame. You have the hits leader not in. You have the home run leader not in. I don't care if they take out a known Klansman.
Mm-hmm.
That would not hurt me, and it doesn't hurt history because they would remove his statistics. But if you ask me, what about that guy that was in the Klan? Would you take him out the Baseball Hall of Fame?
Mm-hmm.
Sure. Why the hits leader and the home run leader already aren't in. So what do I care if a Klansman isn't it? You're not taking away his stats. You're not taking away his championships. If you think the honor should be taken away, take it away. What do I care? I'm just confused as to why that would bother me. Why should that bother me if a known Klansman comes out of the Baseball Hall of Fame? So what? He comes out of the Hall of Fame.
Right.
I'm not erasing his stats. I'm saying because he's a known Klansman and the home run leader and the hits leader's not in, he's also not in. It's not like the Baseball Hall of Fame is pristine and gets it all right. Who cares? But that's been accounted. It's in print. I'm like, why would that bother me? Would I wake up upset? Oh, no. A known Klansman's not in the Hall of Fame? I'm just confused as to the counters to me. I want a counter that makes sense. I'm all for counters.
I think people are afraid that maybe they've done things in their past that will be exposed somehow. I don't know what it is. I don't know what the genesis of the backlash is here. I don't get it. But people must have their reasons. Let's go to Dan in South Philly. Dan, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Dan.
Hey, Mike, how are you?
What's up, Dan?
How you doing, man?
Good.
I like to talk to this Kate Smith subject. I'm listening to some of these guys, what they're saying, and I last guy, you know, said, you know, about the Klansmen pulling him out.
Uh-huh.
He was saying not erasing them. But, you know what, Mike? Kind of scary. Think about it. As you know, and we all know, and all your colleagues there all have passed and all have said and done things in their past.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it's insensitive to certain groups,
mm-hmm.
whatever they've done. Kate Smith also brought a lot to the table. I mean, and just to kind of, you know, erase her like that, it's kind of saying, let's start erasing a lot of stuff. I mean, you're an Italian-American, aren't you, Mike?
As far as I know.
You drive Roosevelt Boulevard?
Occasionally.
Do you know anything about the largest mass lynching in United States history?
Am I supposed to not drive Roosevelt Boulevard because of that? Because if I'm not supposed to, I won't.
It's named after Theodore Roosevelt.
Okay.
When they lynched,
okay. All right. Now, so you said Kate Smith did a lot of good things. It doesn't really matter. There. What came to light were two songs with racist lyrics that make the team look bad if they continue to play. You do understand that, right?
Listen,
I'm asking you. Do you understand that part of it?
How does that make them look bad?
All right. Well, you don't understand it, I guess. 610-632-0975. Back after this.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
All right, time for the final Twitter poll. Everybody's on the edge of their seat. They've been waiting for this since we haven't had many important topics that's discussed today.
Yeah, this is the pinnacle right, of the show.
Exactly. As we reached the pyramid of entertainment. Final poll numbers brought to us by Paul B. Moyer & Sons, Tensional Landscapers, looking to repower a zero-turn or walk-behind mower. Moyer has the best deals around for an engine replacement in stock. Visit paulbmoyer.com for details. Natalie!
Come on. Oh. I think it's the trumpets. 1,100 votes on this one today. Do you think the scuffle on Saturday brought the Sixers closer together? 86% say yes, gave momentum. 14% say no, it doesn't matter.
All righty. Fanatic deal of the week, by the way, is for a limited time only. You can enjoy a round of golf at 6 of Pennsylvania's premier golf courses. 6 courses for just $69. Wait, let me do the math on that. That comes out to about what? What is that? $12 a round?
In between 11, like 11.
Oh my God. Treat yourself or treat dad for this big day. Check it out now at 975thefanatic.com. Keyword is deal. Hurry before they sell out. Okay, listen. I thought this issue was worth talking about. This is a show that will always foster discussion on important issues. I thought the Sixers topic would take more up today, but it hasn't, because this is a lightning rod topic and a lot of people have their opinions on this. So we will always hear those opinions. Let me just say for the record my stand on this and why I like to foster these kind of discussions. I loathe racism. All right? I'm not accepting of it. And see, to me, judging another culture or race as inferior is like denying them unalienable rights is like the worst possible thing you can do when you're talking about the progress of a nation. Now, these songs that she did, whether she knew it or not, have racist lyrics. We can't accept them. We can't patronize them. And it's unfortunate for this artist that the story came out. But at this particular time in history, we need to be less polarizing instead of more polarizing if we are able to grow as a society. So that's why I talk about it. That's why I think discussions are good about it. It gets people thinking. Maybe it gets people to review their own behavior. But I apologize to the people, because there's a lot of people, talk sports. All All right, man, if sports is more important to you than these issues, that's fine. We both talk about sports plenty of times. This issue just came up from yesterday, what the Flyers did. I thought it was important enough to talk about. I didn't think it was going to take off like wildfire. So I apologize to people who just wanted to hear sports. T-Love and Collingdale, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. T-Love.
Mikey Missanelli.
What's up, T-Love?
You know what, man? This is why I listen to you. You know what I mean? Irregardless, I think you will always bring a bit of what people would need to hear. And coming from a white gentleman who embraces all, I think it's necessary to hear. This is a sports thing. Sports is one medium that brings us all together. When you're playing on a team, you got all kinds of people on a team, and you become a team, and you learn how to live. You even start, you get into other people's lives, and you see how, you know, things affect them, and then you become more accepting of people. I mean, it's the same way in the military. You know, you're out there with your brothers on the field, and everybody's relying on it, and you don't have time to worry about it. Hey, this guy's a black guy, or this guy's a white guy. You know, you're expecting that guy to have your back. You know, now, it's a wonderful thing. I'm glad they did it. There's a lot that needs to be done. I mean, we're still fighting with the NFL and the Redskin issue, you know. Mm-hmm. But thank you for making all of that possible, and I'd like to get to the Sixers.
All right, go ahead, T.
Okay, Sixers. Ah, what a game. Ben Simmons is a very perplexing individual. I mean, at times, he can be explosive. He can be that generational guy that we talked about when he first came here.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's other times when he plays like he's, disinterested.
No,
you know?
I don't think he does that, T-Love. I think that he's fatigued. I think he's a guy who gets fatigued really easy. I think it's because he's out of shape. And I think he tries to relax sometimes to preserve his energy so he can last the whole game. Now, he's going to have to work on that in the offseason. John in West Oak Lane, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. John.
Hey, Mike.
What's up, John?
I'm doing well, man. I'm doing well. I had a real quick Sixers point, actually, and it was kind of on Ben Simmons.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, Ben Simmons, again, a really great player, but I do think that there's sometimes he kind of plays, I think the team does at times, kind of plays to the level of his competition. And he is a guy that, and not that it's necessarily bad, but he is a guy that sometimes needs to be motivated with negative comments. And some people are like that. I'm not saying necessarily that's like the worst thing, but mm-hmm. he's the kind of guy that you kind of got to.
I agree. You see, he took that to heart. Like, you know, how dare people offend me? I'm going to show them my game now.
Exactly. So he says, in the one breath, he says, well, you know, you should be on the other side then. And then when he does great in the next game, he holds his hand up to his ear like
because
AI.
He can't.
Remember, AI said,
because he can't admit that he did anything wrong. He's that type of guy who's never going to admit that he played bad. He's just not cut that way. So he'll get mad at somebody for saying that, even though deep inside he need to realize it's true. But by denying it, he brings it out in the next game. So how he brings it out, whether he admits it or whether he plays with his hair on fire in the next game, it's all good to me.
Right. Well, there you go. So I agree with that. I agree with that as well. But I also got to say that I want to see these, and I think they're going to get there. But I want to see these dudes like get to the point, man, where like, you know, mm-hmm. they're starting to gel. They're starting to see what each other needs. They're starting to communicate a little more.
Yep.
And that they get out of this ridiculous thing. Well, this team or this game is not important. You know, eventually, mm-hmm. you know, really good teams.
They can't do that now. I mean, every game's important now. Like, there's no reason for them to slack and say, yeah, this game isn't important. They've got to play the same level all the time. Zach in South Philly, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Zach.
Hey, I have two questions and one point.
Go
ahead. I love Embiid, but what is Embiid's longevity and what effect will it have on its team?
Well, I don't know what his longevity is. He's had to get himself in better shape. That's all I know. I know that. Now, his longevity will be determined by his physical condition. If you're in a better physical better shape, you're going to be able to last longer. Right?
Right, right. My second question is for you. What do you think of Kapler's coaching? Do you feel like he's still in analytics, and is that helping?
No, I think the Phillies are fine. They lost 3-4 to the Rockies. They made a stupid mistake yesterday with Cesar Hernandez at second base. They're fine. Kapler got this. He has the same lineup in tonight. In fact, here's his lineup tonight. McCutchen. He changed it?
This is all new. Well, mostly new.
What's the lineup change?
Look at Realmuto. I got it on the screen.
Oh, Realmuto is hitting two.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. It's McCutchen, Realmuto, Harper in the three hole. Hoskins. Franco's been moved up to the five hole. Uh-oh. They're tempting fate. They're moving it from a comfortable spot. Gosselin's going to play shortstop and hit sixth. Hernandez, seven, and Aaron Altair will play seven. Will play center field and hit eighth. So they changed it up a little bit.
Back to tinkering until everybody's back.
He is tinkering.
I don't like Franco
in that spot.
Leave him in there. He's been great. Why mess with it? Leave him there. I just wouldn't.
Well,
mess
he
with
doesn't
it.
Have a two hitter right now, so.
No, the Realmuto.
So
Realmuto's
too. So he can't put Gosselin as his five hole hitter.
Put Hernandez.
He can't put Hernandez as his five hole hitter. He can't put Altair. He's got to put Franco in there with this lineup.
Does he?
The configuration.
All right.
And he doesn't want Hernandez hit too. The only solution is leave the lineup the same. Have Hernandez hit too.
Yeah, I can't. He strikes out. He's
all right.
So
Altair is the worst hitter. Has to hit eight. All right, coming up in 5 minutes, it's Sound Off right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Time for you to sound off. Sound off.
You gotta be faking me. What in the hell are you doing?
You got a beef? It's time for you to sound off.
Oh, man, that's irritating.
You don't feel this energy that's going down right now. Number five will always love you.
Your chance to tell Mikey Miss what you're fired up about today. Brought to you by the Minimally Invasive Spine Institute at Rothman Orthopedics. Minimally invasive, maximally effective. RothmanSpine.com. Let's keep going. Sound off.
All right, time for Sound Off. There goes the music. 610-771-9705 is how you get in. All right, let's get right to him.
Yes, Donovan, Nicky Foles did win a Super Bowl, and Carson Wentz is going to win many more. Motley Crue did a song, Girl, Don't Go Away Mad, Just Go Away. Donovan, don't go away mad, just go away.
Donovan got some attention today. Yeah, we talked about that a lot. I thought that was going to get a little more conversation. But, you know, Donovan's Donovan. You know, it didn't bother me at all. He's just, he is what he is.
I'm no fan.
What he said was probably right, but he has no credibility to say it because we know where he comes from.
Donovan McNabb, you always seem to make a wise crack at our quarterback situation. I thought you always loved us. Apparently not. If you and Tony Romo was hanging off a ledge and I had to let one of you guys go, let's just say I like the game that Tony Romo calls on TBS.
Oh, my goodness. That's terrible.
That really is.
What? I prefer Romo.
No, I know, but you don't have to go that far.
Well, you know.
They don't like Donovan. Nobody likes
gosh.
Him. Nobody likes five. No five.
I'm embarrassed.
Donovan McNabb here, and as far as any Eagle quarterback after me goes, I just want to say, number five will always hate you.
See, do we So we really think it's that he doesn't want anybody else to succeed.
Yes.
Can we take it that far?
I absolutely think that.
Is he that still immature and petty?
Yes.
He is.
Yes, and he never embraced it. Get that out of your system as a young man.
Spoiled kid. That's what I told you.
Ben Simmons and Tobias Harris play better when Embiid is not on the floor. I'm not saying that Embiid is not valuable. The team overall is better with Embiid on the floor, but it just seems that Tobias and Ben shine more brightly when he is not on the floor.
Really? So Tobias, like, was it a mirage the way he played with Embiid on Saturday? He stunk. You're right.
Will someone tell Jimmy Butler and the rest of the Sixers you're getting paid a lot of money to play basketball, not to get in fights? You're no good to the team in the locker room.
Come on.
Period.
This is an emotional game. You have to react. You're sticking up for your teammates. I love the fact that Jimmy Butler did that. You got to have that for team bonding for the future.
I don't care how talented the players are. The referees determine the outcome. Jimmy Butler didn't do anything to get ejected, and he's ejected.
Jimmy Butler did everything to get ejected. He pushed a guy. He got physical with a guy. Pushed a guy. They went to the stands. Some fans were toppled. Yes, he had to go. Sorry.
End of the second quarter. They put Bolden in the game for some reason. I have no idea why. What does this guy have to do for Brown to take him out of the game? He should change jerseys and have a Nets jerseys on.
What did he play, 2 minutes? He was just trying to kill some time, I think.
Right, he did.
He was taking a shot, putting a more mobile guy in there than Boban.
He played bad for 2 minutes, but it was only 2 minutes.
Yeah,
he
didn't see minutes. Him again. He yanked him right out. He's not in the rotation. What are you worried about?
You actually said number five is a borderline Hall of Famer. The man was a non-winner. Had great athletic ability, grant you that, could run the ball, strong arm, had no touch, no finesse, and just couldn't pull off the big game.
Yeah, well, neither could Jim Kelly, but he's in the Hall of Fame, and their stats are almost identical. So, can't deny his stats.
Let me just go ahead and get this off my chest. Donovan McNabb coming out saying the Eagles need a new quarterback. Number one, he has no right or reason to even have that take. While I'm on the subject of Donovan McNabb, let me go on record by saying it's a joke that his number is retired.
My God. Hey, listen, we have a tendency to overreact. And come on, the guy's the best quarterback in Eagle history. He's thrown for like 36,000 yards, right? Which is more Hall of Fame numbers. So I understand you don't like him, but you don't have to take it that far.
The guy had a 1-2 count on Blackman. It was two out. You got a man on first. You got two pitches you can waste in the dirt. You throw him a fastball right down the middle of the plate, and he hit about 420 feet. You need to find yourself a closer.
This is a couple games ago, man. I can hardly remember that home run Blackman hit to win the game, right?
That hurt me three games ago. That was Friday, 2 games ago. It hurt me.
2 games ago.
It hurt.
Well, 3 days ago.
Yeah, it was.
When did he call this guy?
Over the weekend.
Yeah. All right.
I think Ed Snyder would be rolling over in his grave right now if he heard that the Flyers were boycotting Keith Smith. This is ridiculous. Ridiculous.
Yeah, well, if Ed Snyder did that, that would make him wrong. All right?
I absolutely can't stand Boban. He can't block and secure a rebound. I just don't get it. He's so big. He just be out there. They take the rebounds from him. They just go right at him.
He's made some baskets. But I am startled by the fact that he can't block a shot. I really am. He has absolutely no anticipation where the ball's going. And he doesn't even need that much anticipation to know where the ball's going because he's 7'3". You know? Like, Embiid always anticipates where the ball's going to end up, which makes him a great shot blocker. You don't have to be a great shot blocker, but halfway anticipate where the ball's going at 7'3", and you'll get some blocks. Dude!
I like the sound off on the high number of strikeouts that the Phillies power hitters are going through. Both of them are striking out at 33% of their time, Harper and Hoskins. We need more production there, buddy, don't you think?
Yeah, don't worry about it. It's early in the season. They still have a pretty good record. They didn't have a good series against the Colorado Rockies. They're going to be fine. All right? Close it down, bro.
That's the best of the best today of Sound Off. Brought to you by the Minimally Invasive Spine Institute at Rothman Orthopedics. Minimally invasive, maximally effective. RothmanSpine.com. Got a belief?
I don't like them.
What are you looking
for? Because I don't like
them. Leave it at 7. 610-771-9705. And listen tomorrow at 5:45 to see if your sound off gets on.
Alright, no sound off. 610-771-9705 for future reference. Thanks to everybody for calling today and emailing and tweeting, and I get a lot of spewed hate, but spewed hate to me is a reflection of the something you're suppressing, so I forgive you. Stay tuned for Devon Givens, and then on the TV side, NBC Sports Philly, quick slants, and then Philly's pregame with J-Roll in the booth today. Have a great night, everybody. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.